About the important stuff.
Good morning, this is John and Annabelle with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, there are fears for residents of a Queensland home which has been engulfed in flames just this morning. Fire crews arrived to the property in Emerald at 7am to the house completely ablaze. Queensland Fire Department spokesperson said crews were conducting a primary search of the property. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson said three ambulance crews were on site and there were some indications that people may have been inside the property when the fire started. There is no more information than this at this time. And hundreds of sharks have been seen feeding very close to shore off Moreton Island. Holidaymakers were stunned to see this natural phenomenon, with the marine predators reported to be bronze whaler sharks. The congregation of sharks known as a shiver were reportedly drawn in by a giant school of fish. Bond University shark expert Dr. Daryl McPhee said the schools of pilchards and the presence of sharks in such numbers were signs of a healthy ecosystem in the bay. He warned observers to watch from the beaches, stressing no one should get in the water with schools of shark bait swimming nearby.
In national news, the Australian government have imposed sanctions on several entities and an individual involved in cybercrime funding North Korean weapons of mass destruction. It comes after a report revealed that North Korean cyber actors were responsible for at least $1.9 billion in cryptocurrency theft in 2024. Australia will continue to work with international partners to respond to malicious cyber activity, promote the framework for responsible state behaviour in cyberspace, and keep Australians safe, Senator Penny Wong said in a statement this morning. We encourage all Australians to be vigilant about their cybersecurity and be aware that payments to entities and individuals listed under Australia's autonomous sanctions framework could result in action by law enforcement agencies, she said. And the Galati Group, best known for its spudshed supermarkets and low-cost produce, has purchased two Manjimup orchids with aims to secure supply for the company's retail stores in Western Australia. Tony Galati has made a $14 million deal to buy the orchids, producing a wide range of fruit including Bravo, Pink Lady, Granny Smith, Gala and Golden Delicious apples, as well as pears, cherries, stone fruit and avocados. The farms allow the company to offer top quality fruit at fair prices all year round, with possibilities that the acquisition could strengthen WA's food security. The family is also expanding its retail footprint with a new spudshed store opening in Kalgoorlie later this month.
And in international news, as the United States federal government remains in a shutdown, thousands of workers have been left without pay and millions more face an uncertain wait for money to buy food. The shutdown has surpassed the record for the longest in US history, with 36 days at a standstill. As of last Friday, an estimated 670,000 federal employees have been placed on unpaid leave, while 730,000 are continuing to work through the shutdown. A further 1.3 million active duty military personnel are continuing on without the ability to collect unemployment or look for a second job. Under the US system, Congress must agree to a spending plan, which the president then signs into law. This is the 11th government shutdown in modern US history and the third under the Trump administration.
For your weather today, it is a picture-perfect sunny day here in Brisbane. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
For our on-air 50th celebrations this week,